This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together in His Word, listening for Him to speak to us. And in fact, that is our theme this week. God speaks to us. God speaks to us. It's an amazing thought, isn't it? Here we are. We're weak, sinful, struggling people. And the God of the universe has taken a personal interest in you. More than just an interest, He has died on the cross to make a way for you to be forgiven and enter into a living relationship with Him as you put your trust in Jesus Christ. And then every day He pursues His relationship with you and waits for you to pursue it as well. So let's do that together. God speaks to us. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 says, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. And He, that is the Son, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. God speaks to us through the person of Jesus Christ. In fact, I would say that by far the greatest way that God has communicated with mankind is by walking and teaching among us in the person of Jesus Christ. You know, communicating the nature of God to us was one of Jesus' main purposes here on earth. That's why the Apostle John, when he introduces Jesus, refers to Him as the Word. And again, in the book of Revelation, He's referred to as the Word of God. And when John talks about Jesus as the Word, he's talking about the fact that Jesus is God's communication to us. God was speaking to us through the person of Jesus. A few verses later, in John 1:14, John tells us that the Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The fact is, if you really want to understand God's great message to mankind, you need to read the accounts of Jesus that are there at the beginning of the New Testament, what we call the Gospels, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Grace and truth in perfect balance. Why don't you take some time today and read a little bit about the life of Jesus and listen with your heart as God reveals Himself to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.